Is your spiritual walk in the wilderness? Well, people don't realize every Christian must go through the wilderness. We're going to talk about the wilderness experience on today. Make sure you stay tuned.
You are listening to Good Treasure Podcast Show with your Bible teacher, Darius Good. He is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center and founder of Good Treasure Ministries. He is the author of the books Unlocking Godly Wisdom, Fear of the Lord, David, Man of War, and the children's book series, The Adventures of Ryrai. For more information, visit the website at dariusgood.com. For more information regarding the church, visit the church's website at bgc.family. And now, here's your Bible teacher, Darius Good.
Thank you for joining us on today. You're listening to the Good Treasure Podcast Show. My name is Darius Good. I'm the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center. We're located in Hamden, Connecticut. To learn more about the church, visit our website at bgc.family. That's bgc.family. Visit the website today. You can learn about our service times as well as directions. You can get directions to the building to come join us and worship with us in person, or you can view our services virtually on the virtual page of the website. Once again, that's bgc.family. To learn more about myself, visit my website at dariusgood.com. That's dariusgood.com. I have books that I've written. I have music that I've released, as I am a songwriter and music producer. And we also have several other podcast shows. So we have the Divorced Christian podcast show, which is for Christians who are divorced. And we also have Marriage Material, where we deal with subjects that deal with relationship, whether you are dating, whether you are engaged, or whether you are married. Check out that website. Check out those podcast shows on my website, dariusgood.com. On today, we're going to deal with the subject of the wilderness. Very, very important subject that does not get talked about enough. It's very important. And so make sure you hit that subscribe button. This is going to be a series. You don't want to miss any of the episodes. And you are currently listening to episode 38, The Wilderness Experience. There are several experiences that Christians experience. There's several ones that we have to experience. So number one, of course, would be salvation. We know that Jesus spoke with Nicodemus in the evening, and he said that we must be born again. That is a required experience. Water baptism is another experience. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is another experience. And so we can keep going. There are several experiences that are requirements. But there are several terrains that you'll see throughout the scripture that are also a part of our experience as Christians. So I'll give you a list of some of these terrains. And this is very interesting as we'll take some time to go through the different experiences. Now, we're focusing on the wilderness, but there's others. So we have the mount, or you can say mountain, but very significant one would be Mount Sinai or Mount Zion. And there's a list of other ones throughout the scriptures. We have the valley. So we know the shadow of the valley of death. We know the valley of the dry bones. And so there's other valleys that are mentioned in the scripture. We have the desert. We have the hills. We have the forest. We have pastures. And so we know in Psalms 23, it talks about how he lays us down. He made me lay down in green pastures. There's also the caves. And so all these experiences Christians go through throughout their journey with God. Once we say yes to the Lord, we bend our knee to him. We bow our knee. Through salvation, making him Lord of our life, then he takes us through these different experiences. The wilderness experience is a very, very significant experience, one in which we have a scripture that talks about Jesus being led into the wilderness, but then we also have a large portion of the Torah that's devoted to the wilderness experience of the nation of Israel. Now, Jesus is our example, And sometimes people put Jesus on this pedestal, which he deserves to be on, but they have him in a place that is so exalted and high that we make statements, well, I'm not Jesus. And yet the scripture tells us we are to be like him. And so as much as you want to make that argument, I am not Jesus, but the Spirit of God is Christ. It's the same. It's his Spirit. He said, I must go away so that the Holy Spirit might come. And so the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of me, which empowers me to be like him. That empowerment is called grace. The grace of God is what transforms me so that I can be like Christ. And so when you say I can't be like Christ, you are really in a state of that is perverse to the scriptures. It's contrary to the scriptures. So now it requires a changing of the mind, which is really the term repentance. I got to repent and realize I'm called to be like Christ. So we have 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. It says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Christ suffered, which means there's a level of suffering, which is translated experience. There are experiences that we have to go through walking with God. And so Jesus made this statement. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. So we can't live in a place as Christians where Jesus came and lived and died and did all these things, and then I'm off living my own life, but yet he's still my Lord. No, he's not. Once he becomes your Lord, there are steps I must follow, experiences I must go through. And it really is the concept of entering into the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Without this experience of having similar experiences to Christ, we really do not know him. When you're saying, I want to know more of you, I want to know more of you, give me more, Lord, you're going to have to go through experiences to help you understand him. These are experiences of rejection, experiences of being mishandled and mistreated, and even having done no wrong, being unjustly crucified. These are the experiences. And as much as we as Christians don't want to go through them, this is what we sign up for when we become saved. Now, we many times want to just spend this life, our life, in a place of comfort. We don't want to go through anything, but this world is designed where you will go through something. It's a place of suffering. So even those with large amounts of money, well, one area of their life might be okay, but there's other areas of their life that is completely falling apart. And that's how this life works. And so there's a need for Christ. There's a need for God, Christ, the anointed one. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. We need him. So if I'm going to suffer in this world, I'd rather suffer with him walking with me, being my protector, my provider, all these things that he said that he is. I'd rather go through this experience with him rather than going through it on my own and alone. So now, Jesus is our example. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. This experience is very important for us to understand, because we are also going to go through temptations. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 explains that there are three types of temptation: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These are the three temptations everyone that is saved is required to overcome. These temptations are experienced in the wilderness. And so what happens is, I've witnessed most Christians never make it out of the wilderness. Just like the nation of Israel, that's where they die. It doesn't mean you don't have success in life. It doesn't mean that God doesn't bless you, because God is good all the time. He's good to the unthankful. He's good to the evil. That's scriptural. It says that the goodness of God, or surely goodness and mercy, it follows us all the days of our life. So we can experience the goodness of God and still die in the wilderness, because that's what the nation of Israel experienced. God provided for them manna from heaven, gave them the bird or flesh to eat, provided water from a rock. Their needs were met, and yet they still died in the wilderness. So this has nothing to do with natural needs, natural resources. But what I've learned is, in these experiences of wilderness, you got to hear the voice of God. I got to hear his word, his instructions. And that's what I follow in order to grow and mature to get out of this place. It's a call to a place of maturity. And what we have done as Christians is found solutions, because we want comfort. We don't want to remain in this place of suffering. Jesus remained there until he overcame. Now, in James chapter 1, verse 12, it talks about, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. That's what we don't want to go through. We don't want to go through the wilderness. But the requirement is that we endure temptation. Endure. It says, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. What is the crown? The crown deals with power. Crowns deal with authority. So different ones in the scripture, kings receive crowns. And there's a couple queens that were part of the nation of Israel. The priests were also crowned. We know lords were crowned. That crown represents power and authority. In order to receive the crown, the king had to first be anointed. The priest has to first be anointed before he can go into office. So now this deals with the anointing. People say, I'm anointed. Not if you have not overcome temptation. You haven't. You have not been crowned. You have to endure temptation as Christ did. He is our example. And then we will receive the crown of life. This crown does not deal with you getting into heaven. There's power and authority granted to us that's connected to life, so that I can speak life into people's realities. Once Jesus came out of the wilderness, then he began preaching. And his first sermon was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He could not preach without the anointing. He had to receive the crown first. And so people say, what is my purpose? Why am I living? What's my destiny? That will not be revealed until you have gone through the wilderness. And many times it's revealed in the wilderness. Before you to step into destiny, you're going to have to overcome. You got to do this thing God's way. Jesus is our example. So how did Jesus overcome the wilderness? How did he overcome temptation? He did it by quoting the Old Testament. And there's several scriptures that he would quote. What's interesting is every scripture he quoted was connected to the Old Testament experience that the nation of Israel went through. They have several experiences. And Jesus began to quote these scriptures, which means to us he was able to take these experiences from the Old Testament, from the nation of Israel, and they served as the blueprint for Jesus's success to overcome temptation, to overcome the wilderness, that to not just survive, he overcame. This is very important. We don't want to die in the wilderness. We need to follow Jesus' example for us. So Jesus learned several things from these wilderness experiences. I'm going to give you three things that he learned. Number one was purpose. Every wilderness they went through, there was purpose designed to that wilderness. Number two, there was a strategy for victory connected to each wilderness. Number three, there's a lesson that had to be learned in every single wilderness experience. So number one, there's purpose to every wilderness. Number two, there was a strategy of victory. Number three, there was a lesson that had to be learned. The problem with the nation of Israel is they never learned the lesson in each wilderness. And this is what led to them dying in the wilderness. There was no transformation. There was no growth. What they kept looking to God for, what they kept crying out to God for, was relief. I want to be comfortable. So they kept saying, let's go back to Egypt, a place of comfort, where food was provided for us, where water was provided for us. They want comfort. They don't want to grow. And you cannot grow unless there is some level of discomfort. We have a term, growing pains. So growth and pain go together. In my studies, or in my growing up, hearing the teachings, sitting in Bible studies, going with my dad to the school that he was a dean over, the Bible school, my concept of the wilderness experience was that it was one experience. The nation of Israel entered into a wilderness. Then they, because they did not believe God, when the 12 spies returned, they believed the evil report. It led to them now dying in the wilderness. I viewed it as one solid experience. And so I looked at it this way. The nation of Israel, we've heard these teachings, the nation of Israel was in bondage in Egypt. Egypt represents the world system, a place of bondage, a place of suffering. Then we're called out of the wilderness. We're called out of Egypt, the place of bondage, into the wilderness, which is now the place of transformation. And in this place is supposed to change us, preparing us to go into Canaan, which is called the promised land. There's a promise for each and every one of us. God has his plans and desires for each and every person born in the earth is a place of prosperity, a place of success. But to get to that place, you've got to go through the wilderness in order to get there. But my understanding of the wilderness was that it was one massive wilderness. What I did not realize until recently, I began studying the wilderness. I didn't realize that there were several wildernesses that they went through. And so I'm going to give you a list of names of the different wildernesses that the nation of Israel entered into. The first one was the Red Sea. The wilderness of the Red Sea. The second one is Shur. The third is the wilderness of Sin. The fourth is the wilderness of Sinai. Then we have the wilderness of Paran, the wilderness of Zin, and the wilderness of Etham. All these wildernesses are, let's go back to our list. Each of them have a very specific purpose. God is doing something very specific in each wilderness. But once you're in that place, there is a strategy for victory. God always reveals it. But the problem is the nation of Israel wasn't interested in victory. They were more obsessed, more focused on the suffering. This place I don't like. This is what is doing to me. God fixed the problem. But the strategy was designed to produce growth in their life. So because of that, they missed point number three, which was the lesson that had to be learned. Now, here's the thing. The nation of Israel didn't just come out of one wilderness, go into another, and then into the next, and that was it. If you read the story in its entirety, they found themselves entering into certain wildernesses again. Which means, it helps us understand, a place that you've been in, that you've come out of, that God has led you out of, you may end up in that place a second time. But if you've been there before, then you know what you got to do to come out of that place. And what I've learned is the wilderness is based on me. I can come out of certain places faster if I understand the wilderness. I see where I'm at and I see what I got to do. I know the strategy. Sometimes the strategy is wait and see. So I got to wait on the Lord. Sometimes the strategy is you got to bind and loose. Sometimes. So we have all these different strategies that we're going to see that are available, but it's not based on what I decide to do. And this is what the world, this is what the church has been teaching. You got to bind, you got to command, you got to proclaim, you got to decree. And we're trying to decree ourselves out of experiences, out of certain wildernesses, but it doesn't work that way. You got to recognize where you're at, and then you got to hear the voice of God. We're learning obedience in these experiences. It's not about I have power, I have authority as being part of the church. I wish it was that simple, because all of our problems will be solved. Health issues, financial issues, relationship issues. We could just pray, command, bind loose, do impartations. I wish I could just fly to the California and get an impartation, come back and solve whatever issue I'm dealing with. It doesn't work that way. I got to recognize where I'm at. And so as we're going to go through the wildernesses, we're going to recognize that each wilderness, once again, was designed for a very specific purpose. There was a very specific strategy for victory in that wilderness. And then there's a lesson that has to be learned. Now, the lesson learned requires transformation. So let me give you this list as we understand the purpose of the wilderness. Now, remember, there's other experiences. So we got the mountain, which is like Mount Sinai, Mount Zion. We got the valley, the desert, the hills, the forest, the pastures, the caves. But this experience for us to go through and grow and mature, there's a list of things that we are required to come to a place of understanding while in this experience. So number one, I'm going to give you five things that are required for you to take away from the wilderness. Number one, it's a place of limited resources. My resources have been dried up. So where I might have resources in my left hand, it's not solving the problem I'm facing. It doesn't solve the problem I'm experiencing. And this is why money is not the focus in the wilderness. A lot of people have money, and so they figure they could just pay their way, and many times they are. But what they do is buy themselves temporary solutions. The place of the wilderness is to come to a place of revelation. Revelation of understanding who God is. So let me go through this list. The wilderness is a place of limited resources that produces suffering. Suffering. Now, don't get caught up in suffering, because the church has always equated suffering to pain. But suffering means experience. It says Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. That scripture is Hebrews 5, verse 8. The word suffered, look it up in the Greek, it means experience, things that affect you. It's not enough to be told what to do. You have to go through the experience. It affects you in a way that you can't imagine. If I had money, every time somebody said, I didn't know it was going to be that way. Well, I told you. Well, telling you is not enough. Sometimes you have to go through the experience. We don't understand, as a man, I don't know what it feels like to give birth to a baby. My wife knows, because she went through the experience. So Jesus learned obedience through the things that he experienced. And God designed the wilderness for us to experience these things so that we can understand him and also who we are. So, number two, the wilderness is a place of temptation and trials. Temptation and trials. What does that do? It reveals us. Who am I? Because we think we know ourselves until we find ourselves in that moment. So it's a revelation of who I am, and then God reveals who he is. And so I am your way maker. I am Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides for you. All this revelation came out of these wilderness experiences. I don't know God until I went through that. I learned God in a different way going through that experience. And so number three, the wilderness is a place of encounters. I encounter myself, I encounter God. The place of revealing, place of revelation. Number four, the wilderness is a place of transformation. It's supposed to transform me. I'm supposed to be changed by the experience, no longer the same. Now, the nation of Israel continued murmuring and complaining rather than being transformed into people of faith. Joshua and Caleb became men of faith through these experiences. The last one is covenant. The wilderness is a place of covenant. You want purpose, you want destiny, you got to enter into covenant with God. You got to marry him. This is the step beyond salvation. This is the process of becoming one with him. And so, thank you for joining us on today as we look at our introduction to this series on the wilderness. Visit the website when you get a chance, bgc.family, and also visit my website at dariusgood.com. Make sure you check out several books that we have there on the website, dariusgood.com, as well as our other podcast shows. And if you're listening on the podcast show, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, be blessed.
You have been listening to Good Treasure Podcast Show with your Bible teacher, Darius Good. This was a Good Treasure Ministries production. Darius is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center and author of the books Unlocking Godly Wisdom, Fear of the Lord, David, Man of War, and the children's book series, The Adventures of Rai Rai. To learn more about these books or to listen to other episodes of our podcast show, visit our website today at dariusgood.com. For more information regarding the church, visit the church's website at bgc.family. We pray that today's episode has brought revelation and enlightenment. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast show. And until next time, may God open unto you his good treasure. Be blessed.